Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
China Stories. China's zero COVID policy is here to stay despite relaxing of quarantine rules. By Wei Xionning, Yu Huanhuan, Li Lin, and Chen Xin. Published by Session Global. Read by Nandini Venkata. This story was first published by Health Insight in Chinese. It was translated by Kelly Wang. The update to China's COVID-19 control guidelines issued recently dramatically reduced quarantine requirements, but they didn't ease the national zero COVID strategy as some critics had advocated. The revision underscores the balancing act nature of China's COVID policymaking. The ninth version of the National Disease Control Plan doesn't mean a major shift in China's overall strategy, experts say. At the same time, authorities are struggling to find the right combination of measures to keep the virus from running wildly out of control, while also avoiding the massive shutdowns that savaged the economy in the second quarter. A person close to the revision said that the most important goal of the adjustments is to rectify excessive measures taken by local authorities and reduce the waste of resources. Draconian measures taken by local authorities have become one of the biggest concerns amid the pandemic. Lockdowns were suddenly imposed on millions of residents, even in the absence of high infection risks, and truck drivers were even banned from leaving the highway over virus concerns. The central government since January 2021 repeatedly warned against localities' overreaction and excessive restrictions. The latest effort came in early June when the National Health Commission, also known as the NHC, issued 9 orders barring local authorities from taking unnecessary measures to restrict people's movements and business operations. On June 28th, the day the new virus control protocol was issued, officials leading pandemic control efforts cautioned against excessively restrictive measures, and they encouraged the public to report any violations. More detailed and supportive policies will be released to supplement the guidelines and help in implementation. That's according to people familiar with the matter. A public health expert said that the new guidelines provide standard approaches to follow, but also need to be carefully implemented in practice. As he put it, we need to loosen the man-made restrictions. These are not all technical issues. The most notable change under the latest update is to cut the mandatory quarantine period for close contacts and inbound travelers to 10 days from 3 weeks. The revision came 13 months after the previous change. During those 13 months, the highly transmissible Omicron variant replaced the Delta mutation as the dominant strain of COVID-19 worldwide. The very different characteristics of the variants, such as infectiousness and severe case rates, required significant changes in the way that public health officials try to control the disease. China updated its standards for the diagnosis and treatment of COVID-19 on March 15th, taking into account the characteristics of Omicron. Experts widely expected a new version of the disease prevention and control guidelines to be published within 2 weeks. But the outbreak in Shanghai and subsequent flare-ups in Beijing apparently delayed the plan. People close to the revision said that discussions of new guidelines started at the beginning of this year as Omicron first appeared. Even as early as March, a preliminary version of the update included a more dramatic easing of quarantine requirements. A person close to the NHC said that the preliminary version was more relaxed compared with the final version. They added, It is because the outbreak in Shanghai showed that some control measures cannot be loosened. Formulating disease control guidelines is a tough balancing act. According to one disease control official, there were big disagreements. The source added, "It needs to balance between economic costs and disease control while trying to avoid extreme local measures." Belated revision. After the small scale of China's Delta outbreak in 2021, the rapid spread of the Omicron variant showed that China's past disease control measures were incompatible with the new mutation. The extended quarantine periods were not only a waste of resources, but also increased the risk of infection within quarantine sites. Although the revisions of the national guidelines were delayed, several cities since April started pilot programs to shorten quarantine periods. With the increase in infections across the country, it was shown that the incubation period of Omicron was much shorter than for previous variants. A disease control expert in Shenzhen noted, after the city had quelled an outbreak in April, that the infection risks among secondary contacts turned out to be very small. Experiences drawn from Omicron were incorporated into the new version of the prevention and control plan, with the sharp relaxation of quarantine requirements on inbound travelers and infection contacts. But several disease control and public health experts said that the new version failed to take a further key step to allow patients with mild or no symptoms to stay at home for isolation rather than entering centralized quarantine. At the same time, they acknowledge that China's hospital capacity and housing conditions are not sufficient to handle possible transmission caused by home isolation. With the zero COVID strategy unchanged, the latest revision has done all it can to optimize disease control measures, according to a public health expert. He added, "Taking another step further, for example, no more centralized quarantine for mild cases, that would mean fully opening up. The virus control protocol will remain in force until new variants emerge to replace Omicron."